Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
So, Coach Moore, what do you think of that game, like 13-10? That was kind of old school, like a slugfest. I know you got to be proud of the St. Stephens, how well they played.
Well, I was just listening to you, what you were saying here the last couple minutes. I pretty much agree with everything you said. Really good defense. I don't know how good Seattle is offensively without Russell Wilson. I don't think they're very good at all. But I watched them run the ball last week against Pittsburgh, and they ran the ball very efficiently, and they couldn't run the ball at all against the Saints' defense. So I really liked the Saints' defense. I thought they played good last night. They weren't playing a very good offensive team, but so what? You won the game.
Right.
And, this week's going to say a lot about how good the Saints are when they play Tampa Bay. So we'll find out a little bit more about them. I don't know where they are right now. As a football team, I really got fired up after that Green Bay game, that first game. But since then, lose to the Giants and not, explode over a lot of lesser teams. And I'm hoping they play good this week. I hope they beat Tampa. It's going to be interesting to see. But I think this is going to be a good judge of how good that Saints team is this week when they play Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Coach Jamar, I look at it. This is the first time in the series between Tampa Bay and the Saints that Tampa Bay is coming to the Dome as a favorite, a five-point favorite. I know you might say, well, you could prove Vegas wrong, but that's just what they think of Tampa Bay right now. But I want to know what you think because you know what a great linebacker and what great defenses come about. I think DeMario Davis could have been a part of that Dome Patrol. I don't know if you're going to have five linebackers, but I think DeMario Davis, boy, I tell you what, you got to be proud of him. He's right there to me, just a ball hawk when you look at his aggressiveness, like a Sam Mills and Vaughn Johnson.
I really like DeMario Davis. I was at that game last night in Seattle.
Okay.
And after the game, I was working for WDSU. But anyway, after the game, we went in and listened to the post-game press conferences. DeMario was one of the guys. And I don't know him. I've never met him. I've never really listened to him. But last night I did when he participated in the press conference. And I was extremely, extremely impressed with him as a person, a player, a leader, that type of thing. How he talked, what he said, and those kind of things. And I've really been a fan of his since he's been with the Saints. I think he's an outstanding football player. I didn't know much about his, other things, but when I listened to him last night in that press conference, I was extremely impressed. I think they got a real gem there with him as a player and a person on the team, leadership and all that kind of stuff.
Now, Coach Moore, how important it is to get some kind of feel with Jameis Winston to have like a Michael Thomas come back in the fold? Look, that one that long ago, 2019, where he's NFL Offensive Player of the Year. I know Drew was that quarterback that had 149 receptions, 1,725 yards. Because I look at it right now, it's still kind of hard to get a feel on Jameis because before this game, and he didn't play against the Seahawks. Deontay Harris was the team leading receiver, and he was averaging only 47 yards a game, and just having to lean upon Alvin Kamara so much. Now, look, he had 10 catches, 128 yards. Prior to that, no Saints player recorded more than 5 catches or 85 receiving yards in a game this season. A lot of times people want to blame Jameis, but without Michael Thomas, we might have, I don't know, one of the worst receiving cores in the whole NFL right now.
I think they need him a lot, and I don't know when they're going to get him back. I'm talking about Michael Thomas. I don't know when they're going to get him back. But he's a special talent. I don't think they have any other special talents on their on their receiver core. I their tight end is adequate, and I don't think anybody else really scares the defensive teams that they're going to play. So I think it's important that they get him back. Callaway, that Callaway kid, I really liked in the preseason. Haven't seen him do much. There was a game a couple of weeks ago. I think he had a pretty good game, a couple of touchdown catches.
He caught the Hail Mary.
But he looks like he's got some talent, but I didn't see much of him last night. But yeah, they need some help there. I think they really do. They need some special talent at the wide receiver core. It's hard to see how Jameis is doing without some people he can throw to.
Right, and then I thought we need all hands on deck, and hopefully they're playing against Tampa Bay. And I mentioned Deontay Harris, not only in the return game. For instance, Callaway called 2 fair catches. Look, nobody's around you. How about you just field the ball? You're going to get like 10 to 15 yards. It's one less first down. You know, you talk about hitting yardage and field position. So Deontay Harris, not only as a returner, but a receiver, but then also Taysom Hill. I think he's dealing with a concussion. I think it's going to be imperative. I don't know. To beat a team like Tampa Bay right now, I think you need Michael Thomas, Deontay Harris, Taysom Hill. We need all hands on deck.
I agree, because I don't think Tampa is injured up or has as many injuries as the Saints do. I don't know what their situation is, but they're sure playing well, I think. And we know they're a talented football team on both sides of the ball with an all-time great quarterback. So they're going to be extremely tough. They're a talented, well-coached football team, maybe the best in the NFL right now.
And Coach Moore, I got one more thing I wanted to comment. I want to see a pass rush on Tom Brady. David Onyemata's coming back. Cam Jordan, Davenport, and Tano. If we can get David Onyemata back, that's going to be a big difference.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's going to be very important this week. He doesn't get sacked much. I know he gets good protection from his line, but he's a guy that gets rid of the ball quickly, and you don't see him knocked down very often. So we got to get after him, and it's going to be very important to do so.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Right. Thanks, Christian.
Thank you,
Coach. Okay, Bobby. Good talking to you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.